from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian president states national axis symbolizes harmony among human, God, and nature. Indonesia strengthens ties with Africa through Indonesia-Africa Forum. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo remarked the government's hard work in developing the Nusantara capital city is becoming increasingly evident. This statement was made by President Joko Widodo during the inauguration of the National Axis Ceremonial Plaza in the Nusantara capital city, East Kalimantan, on Wednesday. In his speech, the president expressed hope the National Axis will transform Nusantara capital city into a peaceful, harmonious, and comfortable metropolis.
Sumbu kebangsaan ini merupakan ruang terbuka.
The National Axis is an open space that represents the harmony between humans and God, humans and the environment, and humans with one another. I hope the presence of the National Axis, grounded in the philosophy of the sublime relationship between God, humanity, and nature, will establish Nusantara capital city as a harmonious, comfortable, and peaceful city.
Harmonis, nyaman, dan damai.
President Joko Widodo explained that in addition to developing basic infrastructure, the government has completed the construction of several supporting facilities that enhance the uniqueness of the Nusantara capital city. These facilities include the ceremonial plaza, pedestrian path, bicycle lanes, shared streets, a visitor center, an amphitheater, an MSME gallery, and a forest trail. The location of the National Axis Ceremonial Plaza in the Nusantara capital city is situated between Garuda Palace, the State Palace, and Kusuma Bangsa Park. Indonesian Vice President, who also serves as Vice Chairman of the National Guidance Council of the Scouting Movement, Ma'ruf Amin, has urged the Scouting Movement continue to be a platform for nurturing the harmony of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. The Vice President made this appeal while delivering a speech at a 63rd Scouting Day commemoration ceremony held at the main field of Cibubur Camping Ground in East Jakarta on Wednesday. According to the Vice President, scouting exemplifies the practice of Pancasila state ideology.
Gerakan Pramuka adalah salah satu garda terdepan.
The scouting movement is at the forefront of encouraging all elements of the nation to strengthen the pillars of development and to demonstrate how the values of Pancasila ingrained within us manifest as daily practices.
keseharian.
Vice President Ma'ruf Amin believes that a scout embodies the principles of Pancasila state ideology, and it adherent reflects the spirit and ethos of scouting. He hopes this Scouting Day commemoration will serve as a milestone to showcase the maturity of the organization, while maintaining the vibrant, youthful spirit responsive to the currents and dynamics of the times. Scouting Day is observed by the Indonesian nation every August 14. The Indonesia Armed Forces Information Center stated as many as 40 health workers were flown to Gaza, Palestine on Friday as a humanitarian mission to help the Palestinians. The center, in a press statement on Tuesday, stated they will serve at the floating hospital of the United Arab Emirates with a control post at the Indonesian Armed Forces Health Center for 4 months in the El Arish region, Egypt, according to the development of the situation. The center explained the floating hospital is a hospital ship owned by the United Arab Emirates, which has become one of the international aid centers in the humanitarian mission in Gaza. Next, we have the International Relations Division of the Indonesian National Police that prepared 150 personnel of Garuda Bayangkara troops in the United Nations peacekeeping mission to Central Africa. The traditional ceremony of the 150 personnel of the Garuda Bayangkara troops, who are members of the formed police unit multidimensional integrated stabilization mission in the Central African Republic or FPU-6 MINUSCA contingent, took place at Ranca Upas, Bandung Regency, West Java on Tuesday. Garuda Bayangkara force personnel carry out the task of protecting UN assets, facilitating humanitarian assistance, providing human rights protection, supporting justice and the rule of law. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated Indonesia wants to improve relations with African countries even better through the Indonesia-Africa Forum. Antara State News Agency on Tuesday reported the Director of Africa at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Dewi Justicia Mediawati, said Indonesia plans to hold the forum regularly in the future. Mediawati hopes the Indonesia-Africa Forum can better identify various potential collaborations so they can be upgraded to a higher level. The second Indonesia-Africa Forum will be held from September 1st to the 3rd, 2024 in Bali with the theme Bandung Spirit for Africa's Agenda 2063 and will focus on issues related to economic transformation, energy and mining, food security, health and development cooperation. Now we move to the international news. Malaysia experienced a 10.2% decline in the birth rate in the second quarter of 2024, according to the latest Department of Statistics Malaysia report issued in Putrajaya on Tuesday. Malaysia Chief Statistician Muhammad Uzir Mahidin said the number of births recorded decreased compared to the number of births in the same period in 2023. We end the news with former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, who has been named a suspect in a murder case filed Tuesday related to the killing of a grocery store owner in a police shooting incident on July 19. This is the first murder case filed against Hasina, who fled to neighboring India on August 5. The case was filed by Amir Hamzah Shatil, a resident of Muhammadpur neighborhood in the capital Dhaka, at the Dhaka Metropolitan Magistrate Rajesh Chowdhury Court. The filing of the case comes on the heels of the students' protest in Dhaka, which demanded that the transitional government bring Hasina back to Bangladesh and prosecute her for the deaths of hundreds of people in recent student-led protests. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
listeners, today's commentary is titled Pancasila Minded Scouts Protect Indonesia. Every August 14, Indonesia commemorates Scout Day. This year, the Indonesian Scouts 63rd anniversary theme is Pancasila Minded Scouts Protect the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia. Scouts are non-formal educational organizations that provide scouting educations. Indonesian Scouts are known as Pramuka, short for Praja Muda Karana, which means young people who like to create work. In scouting activities, members learn and practice to develop discipline, courage, honesty, responsibility, and cooperation, as well as leadership. Scouts are encouraged to respect themselves, others, and the environment through their activities. Nowadays, its activities are certainly wider than character building through activities in nature or social communities. Considering that most members of the Pramuka are Generation Z, born between 1997 and 2012, and Alpha, born between 2010 or 2011, and the present, members who are accustomed to technology, and Alpha, born between 2010 or 2011, and the present, members who are accustomed to technology and the internet from an early age must certainly adapt to using them in learning and training. By strengthening character and skills, Scouts will play a big role as the agent of change. Chairman of the Pramuka Movement's National Quarter, Budi Waseso, in his remark at the 63rd Scout Day commemoration ceremony in 2024, said he believes that the human potentials prepared by the Pramuka Movement are those with the spirit of Pancasila, the Indonesian state's five basic values. That is because every member is educated with the basic values of the Scout movement, namely the Indonesian Scout Pramis, Tri Satya, and the Indonesian Scout Law, Dasa Dharma. Based on Tri Satya, every member of the Pramuka promises to seriously carry out his obligations toward God Almighty and the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. Practice Pancasila, help others, build a society, and obey the Dasa Dharma. Meanwhile, Dasa Dharma consists of 10 basic values as guidelines for attitude and behavior. With the values instilled and applied, it is hoped that every member of the Pramuka can play his role in contributing to Indonesia. With emphasis on spiritual, emotional, social, intellectual, and physical intelligence in its training, Scouts can become a generation that brings change. The Pramuka must also take a role in fulfilling the visions of Golden Indonesia 2045 by adapting digital technology in every learning and training activity. Scouting in Indonesia remains a place to shape more than 25 million of its members into superior and competitive human beings. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with the commemoration of August 14, 1950 as the founding day of the province of South Kalimantan, Indonesia. The Regional People's Representative Council of South Kalimantan through Decree No. 2 of 1989 dated May 31, 1989 designated August 14, 1950 as the founding day of South Kalimantan Province. This date was chosen based on the Republic of Indonesia's Government Regulation No. 21 of 1950, which marks the establishment of the province of Kalimantan following the dissolution of the United Republic of Indonesia, with Governor Dr. Murjani. At that time, South Kalimantan was a residency alongside the residencies of West Kalimantan and East Kalimantan. Moving on to August 14, 1961, about the birth of the Indonesian Scouting Movement. Indonesian Scouting Movement is a non-formal education organization that provides scouting education in Indonesia. The term Pramuka is an acronym for Praja Muda Karana, which means young people who like to work. The establishment of the Indonesian Scouting Movement was introduced to the public during a grand ceremony in Jakarta on August 14, 1961, after President Sukarno awarded Scouting Movement flag through Presidential Decree No. 448 of 1961. This introduction on August 14, 1961 is commemorated annually as Scout Day by members of the Indonesian Scouting Movement. We end today in history with the event on August 14, 2005 when Helios Airways plane crashed north of Athens, killing 121 people. On August 14, 2005, Helios Airways Flight 522 crashed near Gramatiko, Greece. All 121 people on board were reported dead in the crash. The investigation concluded that the crew was unaware that the aircraft's pressurization system had been set to manual during the pre-takeoff check. A ground mechanic had set it to manual for testing purposes and failed to return it to automatic afterward. This caused the aircraft to experience a gradual loss of cabin pressure as it ascended, leading to almost everyone on board suffering from hypoxia due to a lack of oxygen. The aircraft eventually crashed in a mountainous area. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Everything I do.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesian Chinese hold the first 2+2 senior meeting. High-level officials of the Indonesian and Chinese foreign ministries and defense ministries met in a senior officials meetings joint foreign and defense ministerial forum in Jakarta on Tuesday. The meeting was led by the Indonesian Foreign Ministry's Director General for Asia Pacific and Africa, Abdul Qadir Jailani, and the Indonesian Defense Ministry Secretary of Directorate General for Defense Strategy, Brigadier General Okta Heru Ramzi. As quoted from kemlu.go.id on Tuesday, Abdul Qadir Jailani said, "The senior official meetings open a new page for the comprehensive strategic partnership for Indonesia and China." He further remarked, this was the first joint dialogue to discuss cooperation enhancement in foreign politics, defense, and security. Abdul Qadir Jailani explained, the first joint foreign and defense ministerial forum was a preparatory for the ministerial dialogue, which is expected to be held for the first time in 2025. The meeting agreed to cooperate in capacity development for diplomats as well as joint training for the two nations' armies. In a meeting held at the Foreign Affairs Ministry, the delegation of China was led by the Foreign Deputy Minister Sun Weidong and Deputy Director of the Office for International Military Cooperation of the Central Military Commission, Major General Chang Baokun. Quoting Antara State News Agency on Tuesday, in his remark, Sun Weidong said, the senior official meeting proved the Indonesia and China relations become more strategic and showed the two nations' commitment to develop together. He explained that the cooperation with Indonesia via the 2+2 mechanism became a priority platform to enhance political and security cooperation. The 2+2 Indonesia-China Senior Officials Meeting Joint Dialogue was the implementation of the MOU of Joint Foreign and Defense Ministerial Dialogue agreed during President Joko Widodo's visit to Beijing in October 2023. Later, the 2+2 Ministerial Meeting Joint Dialogue in 2025 will be part of the commemoration of Indonesia and China Relations 75th Anniversary, which was established on April 13, 1950. That's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Aku yang menunggu cerita. waktu. Kau tinggalkan segaris warna hitam biru dan memori itu berulang. Aku menunggu kembali padaku. Aku menunggu kembali padaku.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Indonesia is home to numerous ancient temples, masterpieces of Hindu-Buddhist architecture from various kingdoms. Based on inscriptions that provide records of the condition at a time, these temples were built between the 3rd century and the end of the Hindu-Buddhist era in the late 14th century. Most of these temples are located in Java Island. One of them is Plaosan Temple, located in Dukuh Plaosan, Bugisan Village, Prambanan Subdistrict, Klaten Regency, Central Java Province, Indonesia. Plaosan Temple may not be so famous as Borobudur and Prambanan temples, but it has its own unique charm and is also known as the Temple of Religious Tolerance. The temple complex is often referred to as the Twin Temples, consisting of Plaosan Lor and Plaosan Kidul. Plaosan Temple is a typical example of the acculturation of Hindu and Buddhist religions and is believed to have been built in the 8th or 9th century AD. With an affordable entrance fee, you can enjoy and learn about the stories behind this temple. Currently, Plaosan Lor and Plaosan Kidul temples are separated by a road. The name Plaosan Lor refers to its location north of the road, while Plaosan Kidul is located south of the road. Today, Plaosan Lor is in better condition, with two large temples still standing majestically. However, the main temple in Plaosan Kidul is no longer intact. The reliefs at Plaosan Temple are delicate and intricate, similar to those found at Borobudur, Sewu, and Sari temples. The beautifully structured temple buildings neatly arranged in a vast open field, especially in Plaosan Lor, create a breathtaking scene. The best time to visit this temple is about an hour before sunset, as it offers an opportunity to capture aesthetic photos bathed in the light of setting sun from the west. Located near the main Yogyakarta-Solo road, Plaosan Temple Complex is easily accessible. Additionally, the Plaosan Temple Complex hosts the Twin Temple Festival held annually. This festival showcases a variety of dances from across the Indonesian archipelago. It is the only large-scale cultural festival held in Klaten. This event is part of the launch of a tourism village in collaboration with the Indonesian Institute of the Arts, Surakarta. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Chance I would have stayed with you, plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you, but if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bomber clock to never let you go, but it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot, I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. I wish I could turn back time. Say goodbye. I don't ever wanna say goodbye.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, Valetra. Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Karimun Jawa. Di Karimun Jawa, which means in Karimun Jawa. Stay tuned. Telinga saya berdengung. Telinga saya berdengung, which means my ears are ringing. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Telinga saya. Telinga saya, which means my ears. Berdengung. Berdengung, which means to ring. Sejak. Sejak, which means since. Di dalam. Di dalam, which means inside. Pesawat, pesawat, which means airplane. Telinga saya berdengung sejak dalam pesawat. Telinga saya berdengung sejak dalam pesawat, which means my ears have been ringing since I was on the plane. Akhirnya, akhirnya, which means finally. Sampai juga, which means finally arrived. Di Karimun Jawa. Di Karimun Jawa, which means in Karimun Jawa. Maaf, maaf, which means sorry. Tidak bisa, tidak bisa, which means cannot. Mendengar, mendengar, which means to hear. Dengan baik, which means well. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Telinga saya berdengung sejak di dalam pesawat. Telinga saya berdengung sejak di dalam pesawat. Which means, my ears have been ringing since I was on the plane. In the sentence, there is an expression, Telinga saya berdengung. Telinga saya berdengung. Which means, my ears are ringing. The word berdengung, berdengung, which means ringing, explains the condition of the ear which feels like hearing a buzzing sound. In the context of the conversation, Chris informed Ayu about the condition of his ears, which could not hear well because they were ringing. Central Java Province is home to the Karimun Jawa National Park, which is a nature reserve area consisting of island and waters. In 2020, UNESCO designated Karimun Jawa as a World Biosphere Reserve. Karimun Jawa has a unique ecosystem in the form of a combination of island, lowlands, mountains, and waters. There are mangrove forests, white sandy beaches, and underwater habitats that are worth visiting. Listener, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Telinga Saya Berdengung. Telinga saya berdengung, which means my ears are ringing. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
And will it let me say namesake. Oh, now I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet is so far down.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from South Sulawesi entitled Alosi Ripolo Dua. The song Alosi Ripolo Dua is a Bugis language song. The phrase Alosi Ripolo Dua in Bugis means like two peas in a pot. The song tells the story of a couple who has similar face. Some Indonesians believe that if a man and a woman look alike, they will be matched. Well, listener, here is the song Alosi Ripolo Dua by Ifah Zainab Alwi. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.